Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Wilmington resident and painter Lauren E. Peters has a new exhibition of self-portraits on display at the Mezzanine Gallery in the Carvel State Office Building in Wilmington. It's called Ship of Theseus. Peters calls it a reference to a thought experiment that raises the question of whether a ship, standing in for any object in general, that has all of its components replaced, remains fundamentally the same object. In this week's Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Kelly Steele discusses with Peters how her series of self-portraits attempts to explore that concept and how it relates to identity.
Hey, give me some of your background before we talk about the new exhibition of self-portraits.
Sure. I'm from Wilmington, Delaware, and I did go away to school and majored in art, but it was always something I thought that, you know, someday I'd get around to doing it. And even when I started painting again, which was about 4 years ago, it was, you know, this seemed like a fun exercise. Had no idea that painting self-portraits would be kind of my predominant focus right now. But, you know, I had no idea the wealth of information and inspiration that would be available through doing this. So I'm really enjoying where this is going.
How did you get into art and particularly self-portraits? Why is that interesting to you?
I had always kind of been interested in identity and just, you know, in terms of gender or like the idea of self. And this is something that all kind of came together. It just through, I was looking through an art magazine, and I saw this painter who I was not familiar with named Chantal Joffe, and she painted these self-portraits, and there was something about what she did, and our styles are very different, but her use of color and her specificity with clothing, which I've always been interested in fashion as well, really seemed like something I could get into. And I'd actually been painting for my thesis in college I had a plaster cast of the Venus de Milo in my studio. So I did a bunch of things, like kind of using her as a symbol for, you know, a lot of the things that I was interested in. And after college, I looked for a very long time for another plaster cast or some sort of garden statue or just really anything that, you know, could be, again, like my muse. And I never once thought to turn that inward or use myself, but it turns out like I'm just the perfect model to be able to use to project these things onto.
All right, so Greek and Roman references and the understanding of self-identity have been recurring themes in your work. Your choice of the exhibition title, Ship of Theseus, is a reference to thought experiment that raises the question of whether a ship, standing for an object in general that has had all of its components replaced, remains fundamentally the same object. Can you delve into that a little bit and put it into layman's terms for my listeners?
Sure. I mean, I think it's interesting in terms of what I'm doing, because I put on all these costumes, like I wear wigs, I like, you know, somewhat alter my appearance to keep it interesting. So I was always trying to get at the root of, like, what is the real self? So it's interesting to me in terms of the thought experiment of the Ship of Theseus, you know, if I replace certain parts of myself or put on different things or take away different things, you know, does that get at what, you know, the real me? Or, you know, is it, I don't know, I'm interested in like the taking away or the adding on and what that does to whatever your idea of the core of yourself is.
So do people look at your costumes and think of them as disguises?
I think I try to explain it in a way that they're not looking at it like that. I think just if you're looking at them on the surface, they just seem fun. And sometimes I do, you know, need to point out that the fact that they are self-portraits, they're not always, you know, obvious. And, yeah.
Is this your first exhibit in the Mezzanine Gallery?
It sure is. I was awarded a fellowship from the Delaware Division of the Arts to be an emerging artist of 2018. So this show was offered to me as a part of that grant.
Well, congratulations on that. Where else in the past have you exhibited your work?
My goodness, I've had quite a year. I think this is my ninth show this year. I think we've tried to tally it up recently. I've been all over, and thanks to the fellowship from the DDOA, they actually arranged a show where my work would travel to all three counties in Delaware. So started off the summer at the Biggs Museum of American Art in Dover, then traveled down to Camp Rehoboth. I had a painting and a group show down there with all of the other award winners, and then came back up to Cab Calloway School of the Arts in Wilmington. So that was exciting. I mean, I had a couple paintings at DCAD in a group show. I regularly show at the Delaware Contemporary, which is where I have my studio, and there's a little gallery in there that is all the studio artists get to show in there once a year. So I've had a very busy year.
It sounds like it, definitely. Yeah. We're talking to Lauren Peters, painter Lauren Peters. Her exhibition, Ship of Theseus, an exhibition of self-portraits on display right now through the end of the month at the Mezzanine Gallery. Lauren, what do you want people to take away from this exhibit?
You know what? It's even just on the surface, it's a really fun show. We hung it. By the time you will be hearing this, the show is already up. I think somebody's working on lighting, maybe as we speak. It's great to see everything together. I use a lot of fun colors. I mean, there's that, and then there's also the, you know, if you want to delve a little deeper, there's the idea of, you know, relating how you view yourself in terms of seeing how someone else, you know, tries to explain how they see themselves.
After this exhibition closes on December 28th, where do you go next?
Great question. my next big solo exhibit I actually have on the books for November of 2019. In between then and now, I know things come up frequently, but after this whirlwind year, I'm actually looking forward to taking a little bit of time and maybe, you know, make some paintings not under the gun and, you know, really take time. I'm interested more in, like, the crafting of maybe some of the garments that I wear in the paintings. There's some things that I just haven't had time for this year because I've just tried to take advantage of every opportunity that's come up, that I'm going to just try to be a lot more conscious about what I'm creating and, you know, maybe just taking a few days to figure out what I would like to do as opposed to just, you know, going with the flow.
Where can people read more about Lauren E. Peters?
I'm a very active Instagram user, and right now that's been mostly where I've just been keeping things up to date. I have somebody, this is another thing that I need to do in 2019, is work on my website. I've got everything lined up to photograph all these new paintings and somebody who's going to design it for me. So that is something to look forward to. It's going to be laurenepeters.com. And then on Instagram, I'm lauren.e.peters.
Thanks to painter Lauren E. Peters and R. Kelly Steele for their time in this week's Arts Playlist. And we have links to places you can learn more about Peters at DelawarePublic.org if you want to delve more into her work. And The Green concludes in just a moment with another visit to the University of Delaware to hear work from student journalists. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.